Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the Prayers of the Faithful or Divine Office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord God, grant that we may offer you praise in the evening, thanksgiving throughout the night, adoration at dawn, petition in the morning, and blessing at noon. May we receive your gifts in the evening and rejoice at night with all those who have labored in your vineyard in justice and holiness, and give you glory, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord God, have mercy on us as you had compassion on the just and upright. Forgive our sins and our faults. Grant us your assistance, that we may glorify, adore, and praise you, with your Father and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
You, O Lord, will keep us and preserve us always. Help, O Lord, for no one now is dutiful. Faithfulness has vanished from among men. Everyone speaks falsehood to his neighbor. With smooth lips they speak and double heart. May the Lord destroy all smooth lips, every boastful tongue. Those who say, "We are heroes with our tongues, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" Because they rob the afflicted and the needy sigh, now will I arise, says the Lord. I will grant safety to him who longs for it. The promises of the Lord are sure, like tried silver freed from dross, sevenfold refined. You, O Lord, will keep us and preserve us always from this generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You, O Lord, will keep us and preserve us always.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O God, have compassion on our lowliness and pity our weakness. Lend an ear to our pleas, accept our petitions, and lay your merciful right hand upon us. On that great day of your coming, may we find true joy in you. O Lord, our God, our hope is in you, and we call upon your name. To you be glory forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call, hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The just shall gather around me when you have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the one who pardons faults, forgives sins, cleanses the impure, sanctifies the repentant, and receives sinners. He alone is compassionate and merciful, the hope and Savior of all people, the good and kind Lord to whom is due glory and honor this evening and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Christ Jesus, our Lord, you do not desire the death of the sinner, but that he repent of his evil conduct and have life. Hope of the despairing, and Savior of those who have fallen, you promised, ask and I shall give to you, knock and I shall open to you. I shall stretch forth my hand and pardon your faults of ignorance. Strengthened by the hope of your kindness, we who are faltering under the yoke of sin cry out for your mercy, for willingly we have offended you, and we do not know how to call upon you. Like the publican, we pray, O God, have mercy on your sinful servants. Receive us in spite of our sin. Do not be angry with us, and do not turn your face from us. Pardon us and have mercy on us, O our Creator. If you desire, you can purify us. We have sinned against heaven and against you, and no longer deserve to be called your servants. Let your kindness reach us. Do not reject us, nor abandon us like the foolish virgins to the darkness. Do not leave us in our shame and confusion outside the gate of your paradise. And do not extinguish our lamps at your festal banquet. Do not shut the door of your goodness, nor reject us according to your justice, but rather cover us with the mantle of your compassion, that we may be sheltered from your awesome justice. With the penitent sinner who returned justified, and the evildoer who believed in you and entered paradise, may we obtain the pardon of our faults and forgiveness of our sins, and enter the garden of light on the great and awesome day of your second coming. To you we shall lift our voices in praise and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, accept this incense, which we now offer to your majesty, as you accepted the incense of Zechariah, who beheld the angel and heard him announce the birth of John, the baptizer of Christ. Lord, through the intercession of your saints and holy martyrs, accept our offering as you accepted the incense offered by the high priest. May peace reign in the churches and monasteries, and may their members enjoy your eternal protection.
Lord God, May this incense which we have offered for your glory and our salvation be pleasing to you and obtain forgiveness of our sins. For we lift up before you our faith, that through your kindness our hearts may be cleansed and purified. To you, your only Son and your Holy Spirit be glory, now and forever. Amen.
The heavens glorify you, earth praises you, the sea adores you, all sing of the hidden power which created them. Heaven with its lights, the earth with its flowers, and the sea with its fish, all sing of the hidden power which created them. Jesus, your flock implores you amid their sufferings and tears. In your kindness, deliver them from the evils which oppress them. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. He was transfigured before their eyes. His face became as dazzling as the sun, his clothes as radiant as light. Suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, how good that we are here. With your permission, I will erect 3 booths here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. Out of the cloud came a voice which said, "This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests. Listen to him." When they heard this, the disciples fell forward on the ground, overcome with fear. Jesus came toward them and, laying his hands on them, said, "Get up, do not be afraid." When they looked up, they did not see anyone but Jesus. As they were coming down the mountainside, Jesus commanded them, "Do not tell anyone of the vision until the Son of Man rises from the dead." The disciples put this question to him, "Why do the scribes claim that Elijah must come first?" In reply, he said, "Elijah is indeed coming, and he will restore everything. I assure you, though, that Elijah has already come, but they did not recognize him, and they did as they pleased with him. The Son of Man will suffer at their hands in the same way." The disciples then realized that he was speaking to them about John the Baptizer. As they approached the crowd, a man came up to him and knelt before him. "Lord," he said, "take pity on my son, who is demented and in serious condition. For example, he often falls into the fire and frequently into water. I have brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." In reply, Jesus said, "What an unbelieving and perverse lot you are! How long must I remain with you? How long can I endure you? Bring him here to me." Then Jesus reprimanded him, and the demon came out of him. That very moment, the boy was cured. The disciples approached Jesus at that point and asked him privately, "Why could we not expel it?" "Because you have so little trust," he told them. "I assure you, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would be able to say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you. This kind does not leave but by prayer and fasting." When they met again in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men who will put him to death, and he will be raised up on the third day." At these words, they were overwhelmed with grief. When they entered Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does your master not pay the temple tax?" "Of course he does," Peter replied. Then Jesus, on entering the house, asked, without giving him time to speak, "What is your opinion, Simon? Do the kings of the world take tax or toll from their sons or from foreigners?" When he replied, "From foreigners," Jesus observed, "Then their sons are exempt. But for fear of disedifying them, go to the lake, throw in a line, and take out the first fish you catch. Open its mouth, and you will discover there a coin worth twice the temple tax. Take it and give it to them for you and me." O Lord of night and Master of all time, hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You reconciled heaven and earth, grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. At night, when the light of the sun sets on the horizon, be for us a radiant light and we shall praise your majesty, Son of God. May your word be a lamp for us and a brilliant sun to guide us. Priest, sing to God during the night, just as Moses presented his evening offering, and commanded that sacrifices be offered as praise and glory to God every evening and morning. In the evening, instead of sacrifices, offer praise. Instead of burnt offerings, a humble prayer. Whoever has understanding, speech, and tongue must thank God on behalf of voiceless creatures. Lord, those you have gifted with reason and spiritual powers, praise you for your glory. May the church and her children, whom you have rescued from error, give glory and thanksgiving to you, your Father, and your Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary, your mother, and the apostles, prophets, and martyrs intercede for us. O God, through their prayers, strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners. Exalt, O Lord, the memory of your mother and your saints. Through their prayers, grant pardon to us and our deceased. Through the prayers of your mother, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, watch over the living, and in your mercy, forgive those who have died.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you, and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.